Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, man, yay, it's Friday on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Oh, I'm so difficult. I'm tickled pink.
Because the weather's going to be nice?
Yeah, and it's Friday.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think we've made it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, today is going to be like, okay, and then tomorrow's really when it pops?
Yeah.
Or is it popping today?
No, today probably mostly sunny and 65 degrees. That's very pleasant.
Okay.
Very pleasant. And then, okay, tomorrow it says some sunshine in the morning. Clouds will increase in the middle of the day in the afternoon. This is now like normal. Maybe a chance of slight thunder. You know how like when it gets warm enough, it pops up like a little thunderstorm? By the afternoon, turning breezy, 76. Okay, Sunday, 75. And only a 10% chance of rain. And then Monday, 89 degrees.
When you have to go back to work.
89.
Oh.
I'm calling in sick degrees.
Yeah,
89
forget
it. Degrees.
Forget it. You're not going on. You're going on somebody's boat. I don't know whose boat, but be a boat moocher like Scotty.
Yeah, man. Okay, so that's good. You know, that's really good. I mean, even throughout the week, like Tuesday, 85, Wednesday, 73, 75, maybe about 65 on Thursday. Have we gotten over this hump? It looks like we may have gotten over this hump.
Yeah, this is how we do, right?
Yeah.
The weather tortures us
yeah.
and our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, pop, we're in.
Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah. Then we're like, okay. Then Mother Nature's like, I'm sorry. I'm done with my fit.
And then we somehow forget. And then next year, we have those high hopes again.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through the whole thing again. This is like, you know what I compare this to? Childbirth. It is so freaking painful. And just an out-of-body, holy crap experience that toys with your emotions and your physical being. And then the baby comes out and you're like, oh,
everything's fine.
This is amazing. And you forget somehow.
Yeah.
You forget all that horribleness that happened before.
And by February, you're pregnant again. And then every time
yes!
every time you sneeze, you tinkle a little.
And there there you go. It happens all over again. The vicious cycle.
So funny. Oh, God. All right. Well, we've got great stuff coming up this morning. We're going to talk to our good friend Jill Schlesinger from CBS News. Talk about what happened with the Sabres. Red Wings are coming in today. They're on a homestand. Got tickets to give away to any home game. The Red Wings. And
yeah, we'll do Spot the Lie with General Manager Dan Mason.
Yeah.
We also have the... okay, so coming up in just a few minutes here on Spisano and Sandy, there is a trend going around.
Mm-hmm.
And I... You know, there's a lot of dangerous trends going around. This one, though, is really something that you have to talk to your kids about before they leave the house. And there are parents who are posting pictures of what this trend can do. And this trend can burn your kid's face.
Oh, God.
But parents are posting pictures of their kids with these severe burns.
Oh.
And I don't know if parents are, like, just piling on. I don't know if that's the way to spread the word about this trend,
all
I guess.
Right.
Is
98.9 The Buzz.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hello? Is this on? Welcome to Friday on 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziana and Sandy. 46 degrees.
So extra giddy. You are so, you're like a child today. You're so in a good mood, like giddy because.
It's been a hell of a week at sea.
Because of the weather. I think that's what it is. I think we're all a little bit more whatever.
No. It's not it at all. What has nothing to do with it?
Oh, what is it?
Some, I went to work for two days. I don't have to get up at ungod o'clock for the next 2 days.
Oh, okay. All right, here's the thing. Here's the question I'm putting out there.
Yes.
Is humiliation the best way to send the message?
To whom? Depends.
To anybody. So there is a trend going around where parents are... It's a dangerous trend for kids, where parents are posting pictures of their kids with burn marks all over mostly their face. But they're showing the actual picture of their kid's face. And it's like, hey,
fire! Okay.
Warning! Don't talk to your kids and don't have them do this because look at my kid and look what happened. And it's like, oh my God, Mom, but your kid's already humiliated. Why would you make it worse?
What's this trend? Like, light yourself on fire? Get some likes? What? I don't understand.
No. They're microwaving, and you better talk to Ellie, too. I don't know if she's into that. She might be too young. But microwaving knee dough and gel squishies. So The kids don't think anything of it because they're seeing all these people microwave their knee doughs and gel squishies. And once they squeeze it, it'll pop, and all that gooey liquid or whatever the heck is inside it.
Oh, it burns. I see. Yeah.
Is splashing them in the face. And causing severe burns.
Why are you microwaving your squishy and gel thing?
You can't try to understand social media and these darn freaking influencers that drive me crazy.
Like if you put a marshmallow in the microwave, it gets giant, right? Is that what this thing does?
I'm not sure.
Gee, I'm going to have to try that.
See, I don't... You're so curious. We're like, why? That's a good question. Let me find out the why.
Yeah, anyway.
But it's like, and then I see these, like I saw three pictures yesterday and I was like, oh no, like it's a close up of their daughter's face. And I'm like, oh ma, I see what you're doing. You're trying to warn the rest of us parents, which is very sweet of you because I wouldn't have known about this if I didn't see that post.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to show us your daughter's face because that's humiliating. She's going to get bullied.
Oh, I don't look at it like that.
Oh, that's the first thought I thought of.
Because algorithms point toward demographics and interests.
Okay.
So therefore, when you show a picture of your daughter's burn mark, other adults are going to see it. Not your classmates.
But other adults are going to see it. And what do other adults do? They talk to their kids.
Right.
You know how many times I've said something on the air? Like, our show isn't for 16-year-olds.
No.
You know how many times I talk to about something on the air and then a mom hears it, tells their kid tells my kid, and my kid's like, Mom!
That's different. That's different. Everything
it's
always
kind
comes
of
back
the same.
To us.
It's kind of the same. We all have a platform now, and we all kind of...
You know what I think also, I mean, you don't like it because of the humiliation factor.
Yeah,
humiliation works wonders with your kids.
And that was the other angle. I'm like, is the mom posting this because they want to send a message to their kid too?
Yeah, snap out of it. Look what you've done. I humiliated my kid when he racked up a $400 cell phone bill.
Oh my God.
I made him do a video, an apology video, and I put it up.
Actually, I think...
And that was humiliating. And he never had a problem since...
We egged you on, which is, I feel bad.
No, I'm glad I did it, because he's been straight as an arrow ever since. Never really anything up. No. That's the biggest screw-up he's ever done.
Whoa. So you're a proponent of humiliating your kid?
Yeah. But I'm also concerned, because if you put stuff like that up, whether it's showing this negative and be, you know, like, beware, this is a bad trend, it's going to keep the trend going.
Okay, here it is. I found that's a good point.
Yeah.
And I found the answer as to why people are doing this.
Oh, why are they nuking their...
We should ban influencers. Can we please? Because they're only about going viral, and they're not about what the ramifications will be.
Right.
So putting a knee dough or gel squishy in the microwave, the gel inside makes it feel meltier, quote.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. The texture changes temporarily. Mm-hmm. Some people like the visual effect or ASMR style content.
Mm-hmm.
So that must be what it is. It's the ASMR influencers.
So it makes it gooier.
I guess.
Because have you ever played with one of those?
Yeah, the kids have them.
Yeah, I've got one for Ellie last Christmas, and they're a wonderful, like, stress ball. It's like a stress ball, but a lot of resistance. You got to squeeze.
Yeah, well, it depends. There's different levels of squishiness. But again, talk to your kids. Do not put it in the microwave, because it's not microwave safe. It's going to pop open.
And hurt your
chemicals
kids.
And become dangerously hot.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We get the Darwin Award breakout.
Oh, don't do a Darwin Award for a kid.
Oh, I could do this.
This girl is on.
No, I won't do that.
It's so mean.
Spezzano and Sandy.
Yay! Bill schedule released yesterday, the full one.
Can I just say, baby's first Christmas and daddy ain't home. I don't know if it bothers him as much as it would bother any of us. Or maybe you don't care either. Buffalo Bills' first Christmas Day game in franchise history?
That's
really?
Right. Yeah. It's going to be a great Christmas.
First Thanksgiving home game in Bills history. So they're playing both holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving. Or Thanksgiving,
yes.
Christmas.
Yes. And, well, you know what I think is also funny? Is that there's going to be 70,000 people or more that are also going to miss the holiday because it's a home game.
Oh,
let's
I
go!
Know!
Let's go!
Wait a minute! The Thanksgiving night game, Bills versus Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas
Thursday
City.
Night. Yep. It's the 8:20 game at the new Highmark Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Why don't just volley up a family fight just right now?
Yeah, right. Well,
it's not even summer yet. We're already starting to fight about it in the house.
Well, I mean, look at any high school sports. It always happens on a holiday, you know?
Oh, yeah, hey, you know?
Well, that is true. And hockey specifically, if you play high school hockey, you're always playing a game the day after Thanksgiving. From what I hear. I don't know. I don't have kids in hockey, but that's what I hear.
Yeah.
But on Thanksgiving night, oh, no, what do you do? And then Christmas, like, do you think... Now, I don't, in my world, if I had to work at this point in time or when I had a baby, my very first baby, very first Christmas, I don't know if I would be 100% dialed in at work if I had to work. But do you think it's different because Josh Allen is Josh Allen? Like, it's just, he signed up for this. He doesn't, like, this is.
Yeah, I think when you make like $3 million a day.
Yeah, see, I don't think the money matters because we all get used to our paychecks, no matter how much you earn.
Get used to not making enough?
Well, like, I don't think he goes in saying, oh, I make $300 million or whatever the hell
it
is.
Yeah, right.
I don't think he thinks that way. I think he either, like, I personally don't think he's going to be his best.
I think they're going to win. And they're going to win big, and it's a Kansas City game, which is an awesome rivalry.
Well, the Kansas City game is Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
the Christmas game is Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Denver Broncos game.
Oh, the Christmas game. Okay.
No dad, no parent wants to miss the baby's first Christmas. How can that not, like, mess him up that day?
Baby is not even one yet. So baby doesn't know it's his first Christmas.
Oh, so you don't think it, matters?
I don't.
Did you
not
ever
to the
have
baby.
To work a holiday when your kids were really little? Because back in that time, like radio, there was no day off for the holidays.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember. I don't recall
it.
Didn't bother me. No, because like you're in your zone when you're working, especially at that age. You know, I mean, he's like, you know, he's right prime. You know, focus. And it's totally different. It's totally different than having to go, you know, slough off at the office, you know, for 8 hours. You got 70,000 people screaming for you and love you to death. And
you're only thinking about his work. What about his family?
His family understands. It's not like it's going to be, oh my God, I can't believe they have to work on Christmas. It's not like that. That's not the world.
I think it is. I think these are just real people. They have no, like, if you're a police officer, you're going to have to work on Christmas Day.
Right.
Sometimes you have that shift.
And your family
gets it. Without a doubt, during that day, you have to be thinking, oh man, I could be sitting at home with the family.
Yeah.
Drinking eggnog.
We'll just do it when I get home.
When's he getting home?
I don't know.
He's going to miss Christmas entirely. He's got to be there. Where are they playing? I don't even know where they're playing. I just know it's on Netflix. So if you don't have Netflix. But anyhow.
Yeah, so. I got a text message from Bill's Mafia Ken. He's like, well, that looks like, both holidays are tied up for the Buffalo Bills. I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
Like, it's cool how... You know, the NFL views Buffalo as a must-watch television. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're one of those teams that is like a must-watch, must-see, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've always felt bad for the players. I'm like, do they really want to be there entertaining us when they have their own families, their wives? Are their wives pissed?
I look at it like, if little Sissy's birthday is on a Wednesday, you do the party on Saturday. You know, it's like everybody's coming over Saturday for your birthday party.
Okay, that's a birthday that does not compare to Christmas morning.
Yeah.
That is not the same at all.
Some people have to time warp events, and this is one they're going to have to time warp.
So we're celebrating Christmas a week before?
No, the next day, you know, the next morning.
Okay.
Or that night when he gets home or, you know, something like that.
Oh, gosh, I wonder if any families do that, if you always have to work Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I wonder if you do switch that's your fun family tradition where you celebrate the holiday a week later.
Yeah.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Yeah, and we have breaking news. I just found out, just came down the wire that Jill Schlesinger from CBS News and Stephen Colbert are both leaving the airwaves next week, and they'll be teaming up together to do a new late night show.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't I love that?
I know.
I would love. That's not happening. Although what is true is the first part, which is due to changes at the mothership, my radio life has really.
Hello?
The folks over at CBS News decided that they were going to become a digital first, which, you know, we know that. You guys have been on that bandwagon. You guys have been putting out podcasts, and you know the whole drill.
We're now digital also.
So, yeah, it's sort of like we're doing that, and I get it. And so I am no longer hosting a two-hour radio show. What should I do? Like, do I have to alter my website? I guess I do.
Yeah.
But I want to leave the radio show up there for just posterity, kind of. Like,
absolutely.
To be able to say people, oh, go listen to it. Anyway, there is some exciting news in that the folks at CBS were very cool. They came to me and they're like, listen, we made a business decision about getting the shifting to digital. So they've asked me to create a new web show for them.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of cool. It's called Money Moves. And we're still in like the design of the graphic and all, but just think of a dollar bill running or something.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know.
Yeah. little dinosaur arms running back and forth, little dinosaur arms. Yeah.
It's going to be very similar to kind of the conversations we have here, which is, you know, trying to peel away all of the mystery around money, but also trying to focus on things that are like worth taking in and things that are not. So I think that people are just confronted with so much information. Social media feeds are clogged up with people getting different messaging. So, you know, when I pitched the show to them, I just said, I'd love to be able to try to help people just starting out, kind of like.
Oh, your phone is cutting out. Hello? Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
Oh, yeah, your phone just cut out for about 5 seconds.
Oh,
there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just said the show is really geared towards anyone who's sort of, you know, starting their financial journey. So whether you're in your 20s, whether you're in 60s, but like you're getting back on your feet or you're just starting out, and how to really understand what is going on in the economy, but more importantly, how it impacts you. So that's kind of the goal of the whole show. And right now, what if anyone wants to follow it, you can just go to my website, go to jillonmoney.com. And if you subscribe to Money Watch, that's going to just turn into the Money Moves podcast.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so. Great. Sounds good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know,
hi,
radio.
Sandy, you're so sad. You're not speaking.
I'm very sad, actually. I'm going to miss you because you have enlightened so many people and you've helped our listeners who have called into the show and asked you questions. And I mean, yeah, and it's like such an important component of the show, and it should be in everybody's life, right? Yeah. Learning about finances and just making
it totally
easy.
Appreciate you guys, and I think Sandy, it's really you who reached out to me.
Yep.
Is that not right?
I was just going to say,
isn't it Sandy who's the person who is like responsible for our entire relationship?
I was going to say it's all Sandy's fault that she originally reached out to you when she was doing her money podcast, and then the rest is history. And now we got Jill Schlesinger.
And so I want to just put this out there because I said this to your boss, who's like, oh, can't you just keep doing this? I'm like, I can't just keep doing it. You know, I love you guys, but like, it's kind of not how the world works. I have to be able to like do all these other things too.
Sure.
But you know, of course, if there's breaking news.
Yes.
If all of a sudden the markets fall apart and you're freaking out and you need like a lifeline, you just get in touch with me. And of course, I'll make it available to you because, you know, we're pals, and I love you guys, and I love your audience, and, you know, I'm really so grateful for everything that the hosts, like you guys, anchors, you know, I do these 18 radio hits every Monday, so, you know, I talk to people all over the country, and I am so fortunate, like, it is incredible to me that I have been able to do what I've done.
Yeah.
So without radio, by the way, I never, ever would have gotten to this place.
Right. Right.
You have been so gracious with your time, though, because when I did interview you for when I was doing the financial podcast, you were so sweet and kind to say, OK, yeah, I'll make time for your radio show, too, which totally surprised me. I did not think you were going to say yes, because you were so stinking busy and just, you know, I don't know. I was always so grateful that you came on the air for as long as you have, and it's been how many years?
It's been a while, Sandy.
Yeah.
When do you still do that podcast or not?
I don't.
No,
I stopped that a long time ago. Once it stopped
paying
getting
her.
Sponsored, I was like, okay, I'm done.
I know. It's a lot of work.
Well,
there you have my problem.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of work, and you know, I mean, nothing's free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that it was funny because CBS Radio, they're doing all these specials and we have this huge thing. I mean, you have to understand, gang, like, it's not that the radio stations are going away. It's just that this thing, the network that provides content to all the stations, they've decided to shut the network down.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me, the buzz is still very happy and profitable and everything is good. But, you know, when they interviewed me yesterday, we were talking about, like, the economics of radio. And, you know, it's really just like an advertising game.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when you think about like where advertising dollars go, it has become clear that advertisers like the ability to kind of pinpoint who we are, meaning we as purchasers, as consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they've shifted their spending in a significant way, away from some radio nationally, away from national radio as opposed to local radio.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what the situation is. And, you know, I love you guys, and I just can't thank you enough for the opportunities that you've given me.
Jill, thank you so much for all your time and letting us into your world. And again, we'll remain friends forever, and we wish you and
forever
Jackie,
is a long time, Scotty. Relax.
Forever's good.
We're going to New York City. We're hitting you up again.
Yeah,
you
bet. Exactly.
That I definitely want that. Right, I want to see you guys in New York. Thank you so much, gang.
Jill, you're the best. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Make sure you bookmark JillOnMoney.com. And once you launch your new endeavor, let us know. We'll pop it, okay?
You've got it.
All right.
Take care.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sad.
I know. When I feel uncomfortable and I don't talk, I love how she always calls me out for that.
I know, right?
I'm like, but I'm the awkward kid. Don't put the spotlight on the awkward
kid. Whenever you're watching like CBS Saturday mornings or any CBS reports, Jill Schlesinger is always on there with the money angle, so you'll get to see her there.
Yeah, she's the best. She's the best.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, Friday morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano. It's Sandy. I'm just so excited that it's Friday.
I know. Yay. It's going to be a nice weekend, nice weather next week.
Yeah.
Listen, there was something that caught my attention that I caught a guy doing last night at the Women of Excellence dinner that unfortunately leaned into the negative stereotype of male behavior.
But last night, as Sandy just glazed over the fact, she was and is a woman of excellence, as she received the award last night as being one of the excellent women of Rochester, hosted by the Rochester Business Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in the presence of a woman of excellence.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
you and like 20 other people. But no, but you.
Oh, no, there's more than 20. It's like 50-something of us.
All right, you and 50 other women are excellent in Rochester. Yes. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. That was very nice of you.
All right, you can stop the fanfare, guys.
Yes, you please can stop the fanfare.
Okay, go take a smoke break.
This, guys, it all makes you feel sick.
Gentlemen, please. I know you feel the same way I do about Sandy winning the Women of Excellence Award, but you've got to really, I know it's kind of a big deal, but there's something more that we want to get to. That's better. Sorry about that. Guys, all right.
It was very sweet of you to dish out the cash for that band. Actually, last night was pretty amazing. It was the Women of Excellence Award at the convention center.
Did you say Women of Excellence?
Yes, he did.
No,
so,
guys,
no, don't.
Stop it. Would you please stop with the bet?
So many inspiring women in that room. It really was an awesome vibe, and it was incredible. I was very flattered and honored to be in that room with them.
Yeah.
I mean, these women are doing some pretty remarkable things in Rochester.
And so are you.
Everybody was just so nice. It was just an awesome, awesome vibe. Great energy in the room. But I was sitting in the very, very back. And the table in front of me, there was a guy sitting at that table that he did something that caught my attention. And actually got my husband, Mike Danger, very angry. And I was like, why are you getting angry about this? Don't you want to be like what he's doing? So he was sitting at a table with all these women, and it was really nice that, you know, he was there to support his coworkers. But the entire awards ceremony, he had his phone up, and he was watching the Sabres game on his phone.
Yay.
And I was like, I looked at my husband when because we both noticed it at the same time, and then we both looked at each other, and I was like, oh no, you're missing the Sabres game. You probably want to be doing what he's doing. And he was like, no, that is horrible. This is a night for women.
Yeah.
Listen to all these women who are accepting these awards, the amazing, incredible things they're doing. And he went off on this rant on how disrespectful that is and how he was leaning into the stereotype. This gentleman was leaning into the stereotype of the male behavior, where sports comes first above everything and anything.
That's amazing. That takes a lot. That takes a lot of gall to do that. Like nobody's going to notice. Jeez.
I know, he was so. And then I go, but babe, he put his phone down when his coworker got the award. He goes, no, that was halftime or whatever they call it. What do they call it? Quarter, whatever you call it.
So, did he have like an earbud in so he could listen, or is he just watching it? Or?
Oh, God, you know what? I don't know. I didn't look inside his ears.
And when there was a score, did he jump up from the table and spill all the glasses?
I don't know how you feel about it. I am a woman. This award was, you know, for women like me, whatever. It was weird that I wasn't bothered by it. I was laughing at it, but my husband got really passionate about it. And for a moment, I was like, oh my God, wait, have we as women just are so used to this behavior where it doesn't affect us anymore? And to hear my husband get so upset kind of made me feel like, oh, my God.
Well, this was your night and all of the other, you know, recipients of this award. And, you know, I mean, I feel it was disrespectful,
too. Oh,
you feel
it was disrespectful because you're a good guy, too.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying it just to be, you know, a nice guy or sound good. It's just that's the most inappropriate thing to do.
Like, you know, do it in church, okay? Not in a woman's room. Like, that was the worst.
It would have been better at church.
Yes, right.
A funeral. A wedding. Anything. Fine. But this?
This is a woman's, like, celebrate women event, and you are watching this.
You're being the ultimate douche, like, sports douche, and you're like, it's like, really? Did he wear a Sabres jersey and a sport coat?
No, he looked like, and I don't want to call, because he might be the nicest, most kind, respectful,
unthoughtful, disrespectful guy you've ever met.
I don't know anything about this guy.
Dude, you can DVR it. They have those things. Even you can go into your basement and get your videotape machine and set it on a timer.
Somebody should have stopped him, right? Somebody should have stopped him.
Well, if he was sitting with a bunch of people, they obviously knew it.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely. I mean, he wasn't even really being discreet. He just propped his phone up on his, you know, wine glass. It was sitting there watching it. Yeah,
Was he the only guy at the table?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Oh, what a bad look. Thanks for taking us down, Neanderthal. One notch, us guys.
But so everyone who was there last night, congratulations to all the women. You guys are amazing. And, you know, we're very lucky to have you in Rochester, making Rochester so great.
Congratulations to you, Sandy Waters, on receiving the Women of Excellence Award from the Rochester Business Journal. These guys needed to get paid, so they had to play it again. All right. Here we go. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. Best weekend weather in a year, probably. And here he is, Dan Mason for the Rochester Red Wings, bringing in the good weather for the weekend.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, buddy. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Wow. Look at this. Today, 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, 75-ish. And then just going to be perfect.
Let's
for
go.
Morning. Yeah, man.
It's finally here.
I am so happy. I don't know. Just today, for some reason, it's just been, I've been overly giddy about, I don't know what it is.
I think it's the sun.
Yeah, that could be.
You know?
That could be it. Hey, you brought up 4-packet tickets to any upcoming Rochester Red Wings game. I want to give them out right now. 818-2899. Call us up. First call through. Gets to figure out, or just gets to win right now. 818-2899. We're going to play Spot the Lie with Dan Mason.
All right.
Okay, so here's how it works. You're going to give us a true thing that actually happened to you.
Right.
And then something that you made up.
Okay.
So we're going to try to figure that out.
All right.
All right. So call us up, 818-2899. First call through wins the 4-pack. And you don't even have to play.
All right. I love it.
So I know this is getting difficult for you.
That's all right. So, you know, you asked me to try to come up with some things.
Yeah. Last time you had some really good ones. They were both really good.
So I have this uncanny knack.
Mm-hmm.
Of running into celebrities when I go to the restroom at events.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very weird thing, but it happens to me all the time.
Really?
All the time. It's crazy. So, can I come up with three stories?
Sure, yeah, right. Absolutely.
So, I'm at the Major League Baseball game at Camden Yards
okay.
in 1994.
Okay.
Right? Having a great time with my buddies and go to the restroom, and there is Larry King, legendary.
Oh, get out of here.
Legendary broadcaster.
Yeah, right. Right?
So I'm like, wow, Larry King. That's what an odd place to see Larry King.
Wearing his suspenders?
Yeah, he had his suspenders on. I think tie or bow tie.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was one. Another time I was at a casino in mm-hmm. Vegas.
Okay.
And went to the restroom, and Frank Thomas, Major League Baseball star, right?
Come on.
Was in there. And I'm like, well, this is really odd, right? Like,
why do I keep?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a strange place to run into somebody. And then I was at a Notre Dame football game. Mm-hmm. I go out there with my family once or twice a year.
What, and, do you have ties to Notre Dame or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought so.
And I'm at a restaurant with my wife and my kids mm-hmm. and, excuse myself, go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy from the movie Rudy.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, this happened. It's a very weird thing, but I don't know why it happens to me, but that's where I run into people.
Okay. And now out of these, one of these is true.
Actually, two of them are
true. Two of them are true?
Two of them are true.
All right, I'm going to try to spot the lie then.
Okay.
Larry King.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas. Or Rudy from the...
From the movie Rudy.
The movie Rudy, yeah. Which one is the lie? Okay, I can see the Vegas one because there's always a lot of celebrities
mm-hmm.
in Vegas. Was the Rudy film about Notre Dame?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But Larry King at Camden Yards. I think the lie is Larry King. Am I right?
You are incorrect, Scott.
Oh, God, come on. Oh.
I did not see Rudy in the restroom at South Bend.
Spotting the Lie with Dan Mason on 98.9 The Buzz. And I'll take your call in just a second at 818-2899. Man, this homestand is perfect.
Oh, it hasn't been so far.
Yeah.
The weather's been a little sketchy the first three nights.
Yeah.
But the next three, starting tonight and tomorrow and Sunday are going to be spectacular. Probably the three nicest days in a row that we've had since, like you said,
last September. Yeah.
So it's going to be a great weekend. We continue to rock the lilac. So the players will be wearing their lilac-inspired hats and jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of great lilac swag available in the Red Wings team store, including this hoodie that I have on right now.
It's subtle, but it's legit.
It's
I love it.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
And and this weekend,
mm-hmm.
we kick off with fireworks tonight.
Okay.
First fireworks show of the year. All right. Tomorrow night, we've got fireworks, and Bruce the Bat Dog will be back.
Okay.
And then Sunday, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
And it's going to be like mid to high 70s.
It's going
to
be pretty much perfect.
I will get your tickets now.
Yes.
Yeah. How do we go online and grab those?
Get those at redwingsbaseball.com or give us a call at 423-WING.
All right. Sounds good. Oh, and by the way, the food selection of the day from your amazing executive chef that you always bring for us. Something totally different. Never had it here before.
Fried bologna.
Yeah, baby.
Fried bologna will be available tonight at the Black Angus stand. So... it's one of our food specials tonight. It's a very Rochester-ish dish.
Yes, it is.
So tonight and tonight only in honor of us rocking the lilac.
All right. Sounds good. Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks,
you're the best.
Scott.
I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Rudy.
Jerk or justified with Spazzano and Sandy.
As soon as I saw this, I'm like, oh, my God, everybody knows one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
So she reached out to us, and I cannot say her name or anybody involved their names because she said she's going to get even in more trouble. But it is funny, and I think we all can relate to it. Have you guys, I'm going to read exactly what the message she gave us.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of the term conversational narcissist? Which I have never heard that term, but okay. Jerk or justified to call out that person in front of everyone. At a group dinner, my friend's new guy kept turning every conversation back to himself
mm-hmm.
and interrupting everyone. And I was getting so annoyed. I finally called him out in front of everybody. And now everyone's mad at me saying I shouldn't have done that. So apparently that's a conversational narcissist when they...
Yeah,
everything you say, they bring it back to themselves.
It's like the shift response. They shift it back to themselves. Or they pretend to listen, but what they're really thinking is what they're going to say next.
Yes, okay.
Or
so
they constantly one-up you.
So she called out this guy, which, by the way, remember, it's my friend's new guy, she said. So this is someone that they don't know really that well. It's not like I would call you out, Scotty, for those moments. Mm-hmm. This is like someone she doesn't know well in front of everyone. And now her friends are mad at her. So let's decide, was she jerk or justified?
Okay. Good morning. The buzz is jerk or justified.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I think she's more of a jerk. I think he's just trying to get the group maybe to know a little bit about him. And maybe that's why he turns it back towards him.
That's true. Okay.
But you automatically know this. You know someone like that in your life, right?
Yes.
Unless it's you, of course.
That could be sometimes.
But does that, we all probably do it. We're probably all guilty of it at moments. But does the person who is, quote unquote, I guess, a conversational narcissist, now there's a name for everything, mm-hmm. but do they even recognize they're doing it? Do you think?
It's a tough one. Sometimes I think it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes everything has to be about them.
A lot of times it's not about ego, experts say. They say it's sometimes just nerves or insecurity.
Yeah. Look at you doing a deep dive on this now.
Yeah, I looked it up, man.
Looking it
up. I'm saying, I think he, it's a jerk move on her part. He might be nervous.
Uh-huh.
He's just trying to get everybody to know some stuff about him.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll take it as a
sometimes when somebody says something, it just triggers something, and you remember something that you just say something about it.
Okay,
there
you're
trying to relate to the group, yeah. Okay.
All right, got it. Jerk it is. Thank you. Hey, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk it justified. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
It's Tony.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Hi. I think she was kind of a jerk.
Ah.
Really?
I do, because, she doesn't know him, and, I just think that she's a jerk. She should just probably have kept her mouth shut, because it is her girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm going to put my tally under jerk, too, even though I would probably want to say, hey, stop sucking the air out of the room here. Stop talking for 1 second. It's not about you.
Yeah.
But they don't have that kind of relationship yet. Like, I would do it to you, Scott.
Uh-huh.
Live audience Thursday in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I would have no problem, and vice versa.
Okay.
But this is, you're just getting to know this person. I think she was out of line.
I think that tips it. I think that tips it back towards being a bit jerk. But man, there's several people in my life that just annoy the absolute crap out of me because that's all they do. But I've never called them out.
Well, now you can. If the jury says you could call them out, Scotty,
you
can call them out.
Yeah, okay. I'll lose a couple friends.
No. So where are you putting your tally then, Scott, because you're so bothered by it?
I think I want to say it's justified because it rages me so much. But then
say that.
Okay. All right. Justified.
Yeah. Go for it.
Definitely. I think it is.
You got it.
You got to nip these people in the bud. Thank you. Bye, Tony.
All right. Bye.
Hide the buzz. Jerk and justified.
I'm going to have to say jerk, too, even though I agree.
That's funny.
I agree, but it's true, because it's just uncomfortable then. She said something that everybody's kind of looking at each other, and maybe she should have kept it to herself until later.
Yeah, probably.
I really wish I was there. I want to see how she said it.
Right?
how do you say that? Like, stop talking about yourself. We don't care.
No, it's true, but, people are like that. It's all about me now. It's just like... self-centered 101.
Yeah, yeah.
There are messages. Scotty, I know your tally is the only one under justified, but there are messages backing you up.
Oh, really?
Justified, honestly, good for you. People love drama but hate honesty.
Ooh,
he needed a reality check. Justified, I'm getting annoyed just listening to this. I have a coworker who does that. All caps. So annoying.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
I love this. One more. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk justified.
Hello.
That's me.
Okay, wait. Before you tell us how you feel, if you say justified, you will tie it up.
Ooh.
If you say jerk, you close the case.
Gotcha.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but I think it's justified. Oh. And because she said every time, well, because even though it's his new boyfriend, she said every time we're together, this happens. And I think she's doing him a favor because if people want to talk about themselves and he's not letting anyone get a word in. And she said he was interrupting, too.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know, and so I think if she did it in a not a, you know, not a bad, bad way,
right.
But, just making him aware, I think he's going to be more conscious of it. I think she's doing him a favor, so I think it's justified.
Nice. Okay. Here we go. Are we swaying it? One more call, 818-2899. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
All right, let me check socials. 98.9 The Buzz is how you can reach out to us on social.
Okay, next one. First one you pick. First one up.
Jerk. Everyone hates being embarrassed publicly. You might be real, but your method makes you a jerk.
The verdict is...
Okay, nailed it.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or justified. Yeah, yeah. 98.9 The Buzz.
Just talk behind his back when he's gone.
Yeah, right. Just slip him a note. Hey, shut up. Stop sucking the air out of the room.
The best part of your morning then isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, what's up? 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. You know, so many people in your life say in conversation, you know, I'm going to be honest with you.
That's so true.
And you say that all the time.
It
which
sets
is like,
you up for something that you yeah. don't want to hear.
Well, it's also a stall tactic, right?
I'm going to be honest, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
We're family. We're part of the Buzz fam.
Yeah, and it's honesty box time on the Buzz.
We
yeah.
can handle a little brutal honesty.
Yeah, but when people say I'm going to be honest with you, it's just like, okay.
So don't be offended by. Okay, so I'm picking three out of the honesty box.
Picture a large treasure chest with all these pieces of paper in it from all the people that have come to the studio in the past and have written down what they love, what they don't like, and a question that we have to answer by saying, you know, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, first one. Ready?
Okay,
what
ready.
Is your most embarrassing moment no one knows about?
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, I've talked about all the embarrassing moments that no
wait,
one knows
on the
about.
Air?
Yeah.
Or just in life? What is your most embarrassing moment no one knows about?
I've done both. I've done everything I've done in life that's embarrassing on the air. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Nah, there's probably something. What? Let's think.
Well, the time I stood up in front of a full auditorium of people during the musical Sound of Music with my fly down singing Edelweiss.
That's your only one. That's your good go-to.
That's the worst one,
that's
man.
That's your go-to.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that is?
That must have been
oh, wait, I got another one. It just happened a couple weeks ago.
What?
Miffing the first pitch at the ballpark.
Oh,
throwing
yeah,
it directly
right.
down
How
into the ground
that?
At the Red Wings game. My God.
Well, I will. Okay, so most embarrassing moment. It's never happened in the studio. Thank God.
Okay, why?
But after having two kids, sometimes when you're laughing,
uh-huh.
you kind of...
Tinkle?
Yes. And I've had moments where I couldn't change. And I would have to, like, all of a sudden take off my sweater. Like, you know, I would thankfully layered up.
Right.
And I'm always cold, so I would have to, like, tie it around my waist as if I'm in the 90s
no.
again doing a kid and play video. I
wow.
don't know.
Yeah. That's legit.
Yeah,
okay, you
it's
win.
It's been bad.
You
it's
win.
Been bad, but God. That's why I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I just have to abort mission
like,
and get
yeah,
out of here.
I'm out of here. Or we're going to have to clean up on aisle three.
Seconds. Yeah.
Clean up on aisle three.
How do I explain that to listeners who come in the studio? Okay, ready?
What's
second
the next one.
Love how Scott and Sandy play off each other. Awesome energy. The best team on radio.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Yay. Yay. Thank
oh, that
you.
That was really
that
nice.
That was pretty awesome. Thank you. That was nice. Yay.
That was very nice.
And one more.
Okay. Final one.
Good things come in threes.
Oh, stop it. This one doesn't count.
What?
But I'll take it.
What?
I hate how cute and adorable Sandy is.
Isn't that... Where's the waste paper basket? I got puke.
I know. I'll take it, and I will frame it, and this will be my favorite honesty box one ever.
Ever. Do it again next Friday, same time here on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. It's It's a freaking weekend. A 98.9 Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. Scott Spizzano, Sandy Waters. And we're going to kick off the weekend just a few minutes, Sam.
Yay. Yes, we are. Yes. Now, you know how much we love and adore and appreciate every single one of you listening to the show for as long as you have been.
Yes.
You're part of the Buzz fam. And when you need help with something, we are here for you. So
you reach out.
Julie said, hey, listen, we're doing this big event, great charity event, and we would love for you to help us promote it.
Yeah. Hi, Julie.
Scotty,
how you doing?
And I are like, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're part of the Buzz fam.
Thank you for having me on.
You're so spunky. You got such a great, happy morning voice.
And I'm really not a morning person.
Really? You're now, forcing it.
Every time I talk to Julie or see her post anything on socials, she's always happy. Is there a side of you, Julie, that gets angry? I mean, you are Italian. Do you have that side of you?
Of course.
You'll appreciate this. So sometimes as a mom, I just do performative yelling with my kids. That's just how we talk. We're just loud people. We had all the doors open the other day, and my husband was out in the back, like at the end of the yard, at the shed, doing something over there. He comes in the house and he goes, you guys, what is happening in here? What did you guys do to get your mom so mad? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just talking.
Translated meaning, I'm just being Italian. That's
yes,
all.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm just being, what are you talking about? He goes, the entire neighborhood can hear you yelling. I'm like, oh, no. Like, what our neighbors probably think. I don't know.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're with us. Tell us about this this event that's coming up tomorrow, right?
Yep, tomorrow, May 16th. We're so excited. It's Hearts for Heroes. It's going to be at Howard Hanna's Buffalo Road address in Chilai.
Okay.
So we're really excited to host this for them, for our veterans, and give back to what they've done for us for so many years.
Absolutely. And what's going to go on?
So there's going to be tons of vendors there. There's going to be a raffle going on with lots of good goodie bags. One, of course, being Juicy Couture and Elizabeth Arden.
Oh, hey.
Because that's who I represent.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to have so much fun and a lot of vendors. And it's going to be from 11 to 3 at the Howard Hanna Chilai Ogden office, which is 4156 Buffalo Road.
Sounds good.
And again, it's tomorrow, May 16th from 11 to 3. It's going to be so much fun. You guys should come.
That's awesome. That's so great. I would love to be there.
Let's go. The best station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Do you have to pay to get in, or is it just, hey, enjoy the activities and donate while you're there?
Yeah, enjoy the activities. I mean, the Sparkling Sisters will be there. That's my sister and I from Touchstone Jewelry. So we will be selling our Touchstone Crystal, Swarovski Crystal Jewelry.
Nice.
And a lot of different vendors are going to be there. It's going to be so much fun. Everyone should come out and be part of this good cause.
Great. Hearts for Heroes. Thank you so much, Julie. And thanks for giving back to the community. You ready to kick off the weekend? Sandy, are you ready? Julie, are you ready?
We are ready.
Here we go. This is how we do it every week. As we kick into Southside Johnny, it is now time to kick
off
the weekend.
Yay! Yes!
Yay!
Yay! Woo!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spizzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.